Hi, this is Zach, and here's a recap of last week's Red Rock Mysteries.
I see you met Buck.
He's enormous.
Great Pyrenees. They're good with alpacas.
Better be careful, Ashley.
Don't threaten me, Denise. And don't threaten those animals.
I really think there's a connection between the burglaries and Carhartts.
What if the people at the repair shop find you?
You can speak at my funeral.
Come on, answer.
This is Bryce's cell phone. Leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Bryce, call me. I'm at the farm. Tell me what's happening at Carhartts, okay? Ugh, something's going on with Buck. Just call me, Bryce. What in the world? Denise, what happened?
It was awful. I was outside on the patio when this jogger came by. I saw the whole thing.
What whole thing?
It was Buck. Look at him.
Is that blood? Did he get caught in the fence?
No, look at his fur. That's not his blood. You should have been watching closer, Ashley.
I don't understand. Who was attacked?
There was this lady jogging and Buck came through the fence and bit her.
Miss, stand back from that animal. I'm not going to shoot unless he attacks. Now stand back.
But he doesn't attack people. He was just protecting the herd.
Well, he attacked somebody today, miss.
Who? Where is she?
She took off down the road. Must have been scared he would attack again. She was on her phone and then went around the hill.
You own this dog?
Me? No, Buck's not mine.
Do you live here?
No, I'm just watching the place.
Where's the owner?
They're on vacation. My brother and I are watching the farm. I'm telling you, Buck doesn't bite people. He's sweet.
He's got a taste for blood now.
Buck, stop that.
All right. Tell me, who owns the dog?
Well, there's this little lake up there that's been stocked with rainbow. You gotta come up with us, Eddie.
Sounds great. I'm in.
All right. Pop the hood.
Is that all I'm good for around here?
No. You're good for talking to your girlfriend, too.
There you go. Ooh, this is a nice truck. Leather seats.
Owner thinks it needs a tune-up. Why don't you check it out, and I'll get back to the Subaru.
What do owners know? Yeah, talk to me. Slow down. Are you standing in a field somewhere? There's a lot of wind noise.
Lover boy, that's your sweetheart calling you.
Okay, so you got the job done? Excellent. Good girl. That's gonna make it a lot easier. Where are you now? You're kidding, that close? Okay, look, stay there and out of sight from the road. Just make sure they actually take him away. No, the next step is we get the trailer. Okay, just don't let anybody see you, okay? I know it's scary, but trust me, this is a one-shot deal. Do you know how much those are worth? We'll be able to blow this town before anybody suspects.
Okay, Ashley, calm down. So you're watching the Morris's farm until they get back?
Yes, sir.
But you weren't the one who called 911?
That was me. Denise Ruger, R-U-G-E-R. I live right over there. I saw the dog attacking the jogger and called while I ran over here.
And you don't know where the jogger went?
She took off. She was bleeding so much, all down her legs.
Are you sure that's real blood on Buck?
I've seen the real stuff, and that's real, no question. Animal control's on the way.
Animal control?
They'll take care of the dog while we look for the jogger and get her some help.
But why? Buck's never hurt anybody.
We'll make sure he's not sick. An animal attacking like that could be a bad sign.
He barks a lot and growls at people.
Have you ever seen him attack anyone?
Not until today. But it only takes once, right?
What will they do with him?
They'll take care of him, keep him quarantined. We'll need to get in touch with the owners.
They left a cell number, but where they're going? They're not supposed to have service. It's an island in Washington State.
Why don't you give me that number?
I have it in the house. I'll be right back. It's okay, Buck. It's gonna be okay.
Careful with him, Ashley.
All right, time for lunch. Hey, Eddie, figure out what's up with that truck yet?
Not yet. Didn't trip any codes.
Yeah, we'll get to it after lunch. Want to grab a burger?
Sure. You buying?
No.
Hey, Bryce, what's up?
Mom, is Ashley there?
She's not with you at the farm?
No, I mean, I tried calling her, but maybe she's out of range.
Bryce, why would you call her if you're both at the farm? I'm confused.
She's probably in the barn. I'll find her. Thanks, Mom.
Wait, what's going on?
Nothing. Can you do me a favor? I need a phone number.
Bryce?
Mom, it's detective stuff, okay?
What number do you need?
Hello?
Stan, it's Bryce. Got a question for you.
Oh, hey, Bryce. How's your first day of summer break?
Going good, thanks. But I'm calling about your trip to Oregon. When you came back and your stuff was stolen?
Yeah.
Are you sure your dad didn't take the car to the repair shop before your trip?
Well, he's right here. Let me ask him. Dad? Did you take your car to the repair shop before our trip to Oregon? Okay, he said he had an appointment at Carhartt's, but he canceled it from the road.
And he didn't get any other work done around then?
He didn't have anything else done? He said nothing but an oil change.
At Carhartt's?
No, he always goes to Instant Oil.
Here's the number, officer.
Thanks.
Denise, do you think you've ever seen the jogger before?
I don't know. She was wearing sunglasses. I may have seen her around somewhere, but I can't remember where.
And she said not to call a paramedic?
She just limped off, bleeding. She said she didn't want any treatment, but that somebody should take care of that dog. I agree with her. He's vicious.
I just can't imagine Buck attacking anyone.
I saw it. He did. I was out by the pool when I heard the barking, and I didn't think much of it because that dog barks a lot. Then I heard the lady scream, and I threw in my rope and ran down here. And then he just attacked her while she was running. She had bite marks and blood all over her legs. I don't know how she walked away.
So, you actually saw him bite her?
You bet I did. And I wouldn't want anybody else to get bitten like that. Look at him! They say that once a dog tastes human blood, he wants more.
Officer Tolson, this is Ashley and Denise.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm heading out. You can handle it from here?
Sure. Just to let you know, we need to take the animal now.
But we need him here. He protects the herd.
He was probably just scared. Something about the jogger frightened him. And he probably thought he was protecting his herd, like you say. But we have to check him out. Make sure nothing's wrong.
But where will you take him?
To the shelter until we figure out what to do next.
Wait, you don't have to use that. You'll scare him more.
Well, we can't let you...
Buck won't hurt you. He's nice. I'll show you.
No, Ashley.
Watch out! He'll come through that fence.
Come on, Buck. Come on, boy. No one's gonna hurt you. Show them how nice you are.
That's it. Ashley, stand back.
You don't understand.
Get away from him. Now.
It's okay, Buck. I'm not going to let anything happen to you, okay?
Please step away from him, Ashley.
It's your gun. It's scaring him. And that rope thing. If you put it away, I can bring him over.
All right. Bring him to the back of the van. But be careful.
Come on, Buck. Come on. That's it. Let's go, boy. In here?
Yes, in the back of the van.
Okay. In here, boy. That's it. Good boy.
Now, jump out. Quickly.
Okay.
That dog is vicious.
Told you.
When will you bring him back?
Here's my card. Have the owner call us as soon as you hear from them, okay?
I don't understand why that jogger didn't stay.
She was probably in shock. Didn't know what was going on.
But there's no trail of blood. No sign of her.
Trail of blood? Honestly, Ashley, are you serious? You don't believe me?
Look, I'm not saying that you're lying, but if Buck attacked her, you'd think she'd want to be treated.
Maybe she's scared of doctors. Maybe she doesn't want to take the rabies shot. How should I know? All I saw was that dog chomping on her. And when I got there, she said to make sure they put that dog down.
You mean kill him?
The cops said they'd have to whether they got a hold of the owner or not.
What? They can't do that. He gets a trial or something.
A dog? There's no trial for him. I'm sorry for the Morrises and all, but that dog shouldn't have been running loose.
He wasn't running loose. He was inside the fence. The only way he could have gotten out was...
Was what?
I don't know. Something's just not right.
Get real, Ashley. Everything's not a little mystery like you and your brother seem to think. I mean, you probably think it's cute, but you have to live in the real world sometimes.
You sure you don't know who she is? The jogger?
No. She could be in high school. College, maybe. Where are you going?
To get my ATV. I have to find that girl.
Yeah, it's me. I've got something here.
Bryce, I can't think straight. They took Buck away.
Who did?
Animal control. She attacked a jogger.
That's crazy.
I know, right? I still don't believe it.
How did he get through the fence?
Good question. He was on the other side when I saw him. I'm trying to find the girl who ran off.
I'll get over there as fast as I can. I just need to...
Let's get that truck in the air.
Oh no, they're back from lunch.
Please, Bryce, get out of there.
They're putting the truck up now. I can't get out, Ash. I'm stuck.
All right, hang tight. I'll be there as fast as I can.
Is that you out there?
Yeah, you still in the air?
Yeah, I'm 10 feet off the ground. Looks like I'll be here a while. What'd you find out?
I think I saw her, near the access road next to the I-25. She got into a little car and raced away.
Get the license plate number?
Too far away. I tried to catch up, but there was no way. She must have run from the road across the meadow toward that parking area. This is really weird, Bryce.
Well, wait till you hear what I found out. There's a guy here named Eddie. He looked through Sam's glove compartment, and I heard him on the phone with somebody talking about a job they're gonna do. He could be the one copying the keys, Ash.
Good work. That was a good idea hiding in there.
But if the cops went to Eddie's house, they'd find Mrs. Watson's stuff.
We have to make sure.
Yeah, and there's gotta be a connection between this garage and Instant Oil. That's the other place where people have gone and then been robbed.
Look, I know this is important, but right now all I can think of is Buck. Denise thinks they're going to put Buck down.
What?
Hey, did you hear that?
Hear what?
Turn that radio down.
I think they heard me.
Bryce, get out of there now.
How am I supposed to do that?
Yeah, both of us are talking.
Bryce?
Hang on.
Somebody else.
Your ears are playing tricks on you.
Maybe so.
What's going on?
Shh, weird.
I can't talk.
You got the exhaust clamp?
I just thought of something. Remember the other day when we saw Mr. Morris at Carhartt's? Right, you can't talk. Well, what if they're planning on stealing stuff from the farm?
Coming down.
I got something a little small.
Just use your truck then.
No, I need the trailer. Can I use it?
No, I don't think my dad needs it. I guess it's all right.
Hey, it's me. You make it out of there? Good, and things are taken care of? All right, good girl. When I get a break, I'll call and chew him out. This is working perfectly. We're almost home free, and you can finally tell your mom to shove it, and we'll be out of here. Yeah, okay. Talk to you soon.
Ash, you still there?
Yeah, sounds like you had company again.
I'm on the ground now.
Good. I'm coming into the shop.
What? Don't come in here.
Can you get out?
Not without them seeing me.
Okay, I've got a plan. A little diversion. When you hear me scream, scoot out the other side of the truck and run across the street, okay?
I guess so.
Trust me. Get ready to run.
What was that?
Uh-oh. Come on, let's see.
What happened in there?
You know that big stack of tires in the corner?
Yeah.
It's kind of not there anymore. Clumsy me.
Thanks. I could have been stuck there all night.
Mom said we could stay at the Morrises tonight.
Seriously?
Yeah. Since Buck is gone, I'm not leaving the herd alone.
Oh, she knows about Buck?
Not exactly. She said no at first, With Sam out of town, she's kind of rattled. But Lee suggested it.
Lee? Since when is she ever on our side of anything?
She's turning out to be a pretty cool stepsister. She gave me this.
What is it?
You know how Sam is letting Lee drive now?
Mm-hmm.
He gave her this canister of mace for a keychain.
Whoa, that stuff's dangerous.
Yeah, but if we need it for a bear or a coyote tonight at the farm, we'll have it.
Well, I'm not as worried about bears and coyotes as...
As what?
Take a look at the garage.
Is that him?
Yeah, Eddie. He's watching us.
Climb on the back. Let's get out of here.
They seem jumpy, more than usual.
They probably know Buck is gone. I still say he didn't attack that jogger.
Wasn't there blood all over the place?
Around his mouth and underneath here. But if he'd really attacked her, I don't know. It still doesn't add up.
You think the jogger was pretending he attacked her?
I think she saw Denise out there and made something happen for a reason.
But why? What would be the point?
I don't know. What if someone was trying to get Buck out of here so they could rob the house? Otherwise the neighbors would hear the barking.
But she could just give him poison and a piece of meat. Hey, that's it! None of the places that were robbed had a dog. Mrs. Watson took Peanuts with her.
But how would the burglars know?
They probably checked the places out first.
They probably know Buck is gone. I still say he didn't attack that jogger. Hey, Mom, what's up?
Put on speaker.
Everything okay out there?
Yeah, why wouldn't it be?
Well, Mr. Morris called. Wanted to know how things were going. I told him you were staying out there tonight, and he seemed glad.
Did he call from his cell phone?
Let me see. It showed up as his wife's number.
So he didn't call because he got a message or anything?
No, he was just checking in. Should he have called about something?
I don't know, Mom.
You two sure you're okay out there?
Yeah, we're fine.
This is Alicia Tolson with Animal Control. I'm not available now, but please leave a message.
Hi, this is Ashley Timberline. I spoke with you today at Red Rock. The big dog you took in that attacked the jogger. We have some new information, and I was wondering if you could call me. If there's a chance they might put Buck down before they get a hold of the Morrises, just please don't let that happen. They'll be back within phone range on Sunday. At least call me before anything happens, please. My cell number...
The user's mailbox is full. Goodbye.
Oh, I can't believe this.
No luck, huh?
I finally found the card the lady gave me, but her voicemail is full.
I tried Mr. Morris's number too, but there is no answer. He'll clear it up when they get back in town.
That might be too late, Bryce. What if they put Buck down? I wish Sam was here. I have a bad feeling.
Well, I have a bad feeling I'm missing the game.
Is that all you can think about? A stupid game when a dog's life is on the line?
It's not all I can think about. I was also thinking about the ice cream sandwiches I saw in the freezer. He said we could help ourselves.
You're hopeless. We should check the herd one more time before we call it a night, don't you think?
Ugh. All right. We better not miss the last couple of innings. Tonight's the big party at Denise's, isn't it?
Yeah. I can smell the barbecue and s'mores from here.
Is that all you can think about? A stupid party? Come on, Ash. Don't let Denise ruin your whole summer.
It's not that. I think she knows something about that jogger.
Something she's not telling?
Yeah.
Well, the herd's fine. And it wouldn't take that much to sneak over there. You know, get a better look, steal a hamburger.
I don't know.
Come on. I've got the big flashlight.
I don't think this is a good idea.
Sure it is. We'll get to see how the other half lives. You know, the popular people.
Seriously, Bryce. Ooh. Do you smell that?
Yeah, like something rotten's been here. Let's get upwind of it. Come on. Smells a lot better here.
Well, yeah, but now we're closer to that.
Why would anyone throw marshmallows into the fire and watch them turn black? Girls.
It was awful. I don't blame them for
Such a good thing you were there, Denise.
Ah! There's somebody at the fence! Who is that?
It's just us, Denise.
Ladies?
Timberline? I thought you were a bear. We saw one out there yesterday. What are you doing here?
Bryce and I just wanted to ask you something. About Buck.
I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Yeah, it's too traumatizing to bring up.
She didn't seem to have a problem before we showed up.
How did you know she was hurt?
The jogger? Mm-hmm. When somebody's getting their leg bit off, the screams, the blood, it's not rocket science.
Yeah. You're so smart, Denise.
Where was she? I mean, where were you when you saw her?
I told you. I was right over there and she was yelling like she was dying.
And you ran from there to the road and called 911.
Yeah, but I guess she had already called because the operator said she had just dispatched a sheriff.
Did you actually see Buck bite her?
I didn't have to see him chomping her. There was blood everywhere. Come on, guys. Let's go inside.
Yeah, I don't want to look at their faces anymore.
Face it, Timberline. That dog is a menace. I hope they've already gotten rid of it.
What?
Come on, Ash. Let's go.
Why does she have to be so mean?
I don't know. Maybe it's the marshmallows.
You know, I've tried so hard not to hate her, but every time... Ew. There's that smell again.
Oh, like year-old dirty diapers and potato peels.
Did you see that? Point the flashlight right there.
Okay. Don't move. Just stand still. He's more scared of us than we are of him, right?
Just move toward the road. Slowly.
Nice bear. We don't want to hurt you. This would be the perfect time to tell me you have that mace canister with you.
No, it's in my backpack at the house.
Just keep backing away.
We have to get back to the herd. No wonder they look scared today.
Go on over to the party, Mr. Bear. Lots of hamburgers and black marshmallows for you.
Now, run, Bryce!
Some more kindling on top. Yeah, that's good. That'll keep him away.
We should sleep out here in the barn, don't you think? Keep an eye on Whitney and the others.
Yeah. I dug a trench around the fire so it can't spread. We should be good.
I'll bet the bear smelled all their food.
Better that he eats over there than over here.
See anything out there?
Just stars and darkness. Kinda cool, though.
Maybe this is Mr. Morris. Hello?
Ashley? This is Alicia Tolson with Animal Control.
Oh, I'm so glad you called.
I heard part of your message and got your number from caller ID. Listen, we haven't gotten in touch with the Morrises, so have them call us if you hear from them.
Is Buck okay? Is he still alive?
They had to tranquilize him to get him out of the truck. But yes, he is still alive.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Normally, we'd keep an animal like this under observation, but I have to be honest. We heard from the girl's father, and he wants the animal destroyed.
But Buck may not have done anything. Aren't you supposed to make sure before you put him down?
I'm sorry, Ashley.
When will they do it?
Well, tomorrow's Sunday. The vet who does this will be there Monday morning at 9. That's when they'll put him down.
Oh my. Now Ashley and Bryce have to worry about what's going to happen to Buck, along with everything else that's been going on? If you're like me, you're going to want to come back next week to hear the exciting conclusion of Wild Rescue. Today's episode, Wild Rescue Part 3, is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries. It was adapted by Chris Fabry and directed by Steve O'Dell, with post-production by Glenn West and Todd Bastide, and music by John Campbell. The executive producer is Terry Ritchie, and I'm Zach. We'll see you again next time on Red Rock Mysteries, right here.